gas leak started this morning about 9:53. It was a result of some crews working in the area. They're operating a directional boring machine. As a result, they had struck a gas main in the area. It's about a 6-inch main, and it's running at about 200 pounds pressure.
What kind of work were they doing?
They were, I believe they were doing some maintenance on gas pipelines in the area as part of some contracted work that they're already doing.
I had a chance to talk to some of the guys up there at the street, and they said underneath the intersection a bubble of pressure was forming under the street and might pop. Is that still the situation right now?
Right. Gas at that pressure is migrating under the roadway. It is forcing the roadway up. If you look now, that bubble has decreased. It's reduced in size. That is also a result of the pressure being reduced in that gas main. SEMCO's goal is to get that down, reduce, clamp down, slow down the flow of gas through there, reduce that pressure, and get the main fixed as quick as they can.
What's the difficulty of turning it off? Usually these gas lines aren't broken this long. Usually they can get it shut off fairly quickly.
I can't answer that. I can only speculate. I believe that there is so much gas in the system. It does take time to find the right valve to shut it down to reduce the pressure to get that. There is a very large volume of gas. Pressure in that main.
You've diverted traffic.
SEMCO is in the process of monitoring residences in the area. They are doing real-time monitoring to determine what the gas levels are. With the wind, we're able to disperse the gas out away from the incident. That's greatly improving conditions and giving us probably some more margin of error. If there is a problem, we will encourage people to evacuate, but as we find it right now, there is no significant risk to public safety beyond that the actual strike or the line strike up in the intersection.
Do you have any suggestions for people that might be traveling in the area?
Best thing to do right now is avoid the area. There is a significant detour. This is a major thoroughfare in the city of Holland, and MDOT, we're working closely with MDOT to establish an efficient rerouting of traffic throughout the area, and it's expected that this could go into the evening. Best bet for most of those traffic roads in Holland, avoid this area. You're not going to be able to get through.
Are we going to have outages to residential and business customers?
That's a possibility. I don't know that for sure yet. I can check with SEMCO.